Welcome back to the Excess Reality Podcast, the podcast where two goofballs bring the future of XR into the present. I'm your host, Allison Day, and I'm here with my co-host, Sun Nguyen. And we wanted to get today started off by talking about a comment that we got last week on the YouTube video version of this podcast, which you can find at youtube.com/sushicodes.
Go ahead, Allison.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk. Oliver Fay left a comment letting us know that there is a free open source WebXR clone of Beat Saber. Is that what you were playing today?
Yes, that's what I did. Moonrise.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute, that sounds familiar.
So I tried it out today.
So you were playing that, and that actually looked like fun. It looked pretty cool.
Okay, Oliver, okay, for if you're watching this on YouTube, it says edited 3 days ago, and I remember Oliver comment maybe like a week and a half ago. I don't know when's the last time we had a podcast.
Two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it says 3 days edited. 3 days ago, but it was a long time ago. But yes. As you can tell, we haven't had a chance to actually try much of anything.
We've been real busy.
Why are we busy, Allison?
We've been really busy working on our other YouTube channel.
What? There's another YouTube?
YouTube.com/SushiDayTV, where we've been doing food videos. So we just started doing the food videos again. We actually used to do it last year.
Yes, yes.
And we just started doing them again. We like food.
Yes.
Food's been a thing for us for a while.
Forever.
And we're doing some videos for that now. And we've got this new camera and Sun's just got a new macro lens. So there's been a lot of playing.
A lot of fun.
With recording for the food videos, which means not a lot of playing with VR.
Yeah. Yeah. VR kind of fell to the...
We've been busy.
How's the saying go? To the wayside?
Fell by the wayside. We bought Beat Saber.
We did.
Played Beat Saber yet? But we haven't.
We need to play. We need to do a lot of things. I think part of the problem of not doing anything yet is because I want to, well, first of all, clean up the office here so that we can actually have
It's a mess.
Record some VR stuff for the YouTube channel too.
He's really looking forward to doing some recording.
Yeah, some recording. And that's why I think I'm putting things off because I want to kind of...
It's like I can't do it if we're not going to record it.
Yeah,
But I have to clean up the office and I don't want
to. This is just a lot of things have to happen before anything happens.
A lot of steps in the way.
Yes. But I want to do it the first time around to get the reaction, right? It's more fun that way.
Because otherwise,
if I play it and then...
So it's not like, oh, I'm super experienced. Let me just play it perfectly.
Just play perfectly.
It's like how we do things.
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of our pants. How does everything work?
It's more fun that way anyways. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's part of why we have not had a chance to play much. But I did try Moon Rider today on VR. It's a web VR experience. So I had to load it up on Mozilla, the Mozilla web browser. Yeah, for Oculus Quest. It's really cool. Allison got a chance to see it.
I was watching him play. I didn't get to play yet. You use
your phone to remote view it.
Yeah. So I can see what he was doing.
Yeah, it was
pretty cool.
It was very cool for a game on the web.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. They have a bunch of different music. I think also, like, part of why I want to set up the clean up the office is because I need more room behind me to actually do stuff. Because most of the time I'm sitting there.
He punched the window.
And I'm punching windows. Luckily I haven't punched the monitor yet over here. But that's coming soon.
It was just lightly.
Yeah, I think I did. I punched lightly because I know better than to punch to full
really
stop
go
swinging.
For it.
Yes, yes. So I did. So I'm just sitting there listening to the music, and then the game was just kind of. I feel like I was on a roller coaster ride, listening to music, and things just flying at me. It was really cool for a web game, I must admit.
But the other part of Oliver's comment was about VR sickness, and he was saying that there was one of his first experiences made him really sick, but after playing more, he got used to it, and he hasn't had VR sickness since.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that the more we play, the less motion sick we'll get because we'll get used to it.
Yeah.
This definitely is not a solution.
I know. Because
that VR sickness will put off a lot of people. So that's definitely something that they need to fix. But as developers, it's good to know that there may be hope for us yet.
Yes, we can at least just ride it out and develop stuff. So when the better technologies come for the mass market, the mass audience, the common people, Allison.
Current barf counter is zero, yeah. But we'll keep you updated.
not yet. I'm always, when I load up an experience or game and it start moving me, I take it off. I'm done. I reset.
It's like, nope.
I'm out of here. So I know what I can take and not take. But anyways, yeah, it's good to know that, Oliver. Thank you again for commenting.
And it was helpful to get some input from somebody who's been through it. Because I think a lot of people, and a lot of the people who listen to this podcast, haven't really.
No. So most people
don't have that experience yet. So you think it's hard that a to lot tell of, where it's going.
You think that a lot of people have experienced VR, but not that many. Not that many.
As developers and as people in the industry, I think we always make that mistake of we are surrounded by it because we follow a lot of the people in the industry. So we hear about it a lot. But realistically, normal people haven't. Most people in the world,
the general public,
don't.
Yeah, no. I mean, how many people you know in your family have used VR?
Anybody in my family's used VR.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good question. I don't think anybody in my immediate family.
Yeah, or even their extended family. I mean, what percentage?
And I'm not sure if anyone in my extended family has either.
Yeah, and I can't even count with my family. I'm Asian. My family is probably in the thousands, Allison. I can't count.
The same last name as half of Vietnam.
I mean, practically, you know, 80% of Vietnam have the same last name as mine. So how am I going to do this? You know, I don't have time to make phone calls. It's like, hey, cousin, have you used VR?
A long distance charges there.
I need to do a survey. This Skype, Allison, this Skype. That's WhatsApp and this Viber. It's the internet now. The Zoom.
I'm sorry. You're right. Zoom. You're right. But yeah. So.
Yeah, it's interesting, but we'll see.
Hope for us.
Yeah, there's hope for us. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it, Allison. So what's next on the agenda today?
All right. So the first thing we wanted to talk about is Oculus made some announcements recently.
Yes.
They told us. They said that they are Go is shutting down. Oculus Go is no longer going to be a thing.
Yes.
Which doesn't really affect us because we're on the Quest. But it's going to suck for people who bought the Go.
I've been browsing Twitter and there's this definitely mixed reaction to this. Some people was like, you know, what are you doing? You know, the Go is still a cheap alternative to kind of a gateway drug into VR.
Do you know how much it was?
I think it was like 150 or maybe 200, something really cheap. So it's a gateway into
less than half the cost.
But it's a very it doesn't have that much features. It's very lightweight.
Both in actual weight, but also in feature.
Yes. So the general reaction to this is that there's some people who dislike it, but then I think a good bit of
people who are like, this is a good.
Yeah, it's a good move. I think personally, it's a good move for them to focus on the Quest, on the future, on more powerful devices. And whatnot. And also, I'm sure the Quest 2 is coming really soon too, sure.
Or at least announced. Hopefully it's lighter. I can get one that works for my
I don't know about lighter, Allison. I'm hoping so too.
Got a small head.
Hoping so too. But I don't think it's gonna be lighter for a while. Because you know how it is. Dream. They're gonna try to pack more feature into it and
a
it's gonna be
small headed girl can dream.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be probably the same weight or more along that line.
All right, so but if any of you have good neck workout plans,
you just
let me know.
You need a neck brace, and then you're all good. You just need a neck brace that hold you up, and then you're just like, okay.
It'll be fine.
I can't move anymore.
Yeah, like, but the problem is half the experiences out there require you to look around.
I know.
I
was going to say, what's the purpose of VR anymore if you just have a neck brace and you're like, oh, no, I can't see.
May as well just play a traditional game.
Yeah.
Speaking of the future, they also announced that they're going to start in 2021.
Yes.
Start accepting things for the Oculus store without going through like the crazy approval process that they have right now.
Yes.
So it's going to make it so much easier for developers to create things for the Quest, which is super exciting.
Yes, yes.
Super, super exciting for us.
Yes.
So 2021, we've got a year.
So we could essentially
just... If you want to develop for VR, get on it.
Or if we want to distribute to people listening to this in 2021, you know, they can easily click the link and...
Claw game coming at you in 2021.
That's right, baby.
Because we know that's going to be the first one.
Yeah, well,
we just know.
I hope so. It has to be.
Is that what we're planning on doing for the tabletop VR?
Yes, it is.
We should probably get started on that.
Is it easy? Well, right now I think
we got a month.
Every game is easy.
We better do that
when you haven't actually started doing it, and then you get into it and you realize, oh wait, I need to. This
he
needs
hasn't
to figure
really
out.
Thought
this
about
needs to
it.
Be figured out. This needs to be
you
figured
can tell.
Out.
He hasn't really thought about it.
That's why I said it's easy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be like, no, I don't know. It's gonna.
Do you
like,
know how many
do
models
the
you're gonna have to make for this?
I'm just gonna make the same model, just different texture, different color.
Okay.
Done.
Right.
Just.
I guess that works. I mean, half the time they are just like teddy bears, all the same teddy bear.
Exactly. All the same teddy bear, different pictures or something. Same Pikachu. Different color. I don't know if we can use Pikachu. We'll probably just make like something similar to Pikachu.
But that's a good transition into our next topic, which is development and all of the toolkits that are available.
Yes, yes. So I spent a good bit of time this past week, even though I said that we were busy doing all the other stuff.
I was very busy.
You were busy. I was busy editing for Sushi Day TV for the food channel.
Yeah.
But when I have an hour here and then or there, I got into start doing the tutorial for because I think Oculus. Oh, that's speaking of that, if you are into learning Unity, I forgot to include this link, but since we're talking about,
we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. But if you are interested in picking up Unity, learning Unity, they made their learning community free or something like that. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called.
Pro
it's like
learning.
Yeah, pro something. Learning. Because before this, it was not free.
It was included with like the pro.
I think
the membership
account. So Plus, Pro, and Beyond.
Yeah, so you would get it if you paid for membership.
Yes.
But most people, especially if you're just learning, you're going to use the free version of Unity.
Yes.
If you're not actually releasing stuff.
Yes.
But you couldn't get the Learn.
Yes.
Their learning platform with that.
Yes.
But
it was made free because of the whole COVID and lockdown situation.
Oh,
yeah, it was made free.
Is this
free.
A permanent thing?
No, it was made free till particular time.
And then they
decided to just like to release it to be free indefinitely. So
now's the time to learn some Unity.
Yeah,
and also
pick it up.
Also,
yeah,
we do have some Unity tips on our YouTube channel. We're planning on doing more. If you're interested in learning Unity, you can go look at youtube.com/sushicodes, and we've got some Unity tips there. We're going to be putting some tutorials up. And if there's anything that you want to know or you want us to explain, let us know, because I'm always looking for ideas on what to do videos on.
Yes. And we do plan on doing some dev logs of
our
game prototype on game and whatnot.
The VR Jam.
The
definitely.
VR Jam. We're going to do some stuff with that too. Mm-hmm. And hopefully some tutorial for VR. So
got a lot of things planned.
Same YouTube channel as this podcast. So you can go there and see this and the visual version of this also.
Yep.
So speaking of that, so I was trying to, I was learning, I was doing this VR tutorial on Unity. So far I really enjoy it. It's really cool, but it's mostly surrounded on this thing that we're looking at right now on your screen, the XR interaction toolkit.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, if you're coming from the web world, it's pretty much jQuery. Think of it as like jQuery for VR. Where it gives you a bunch of scripts and common tools.
Oh, I miss the jQuery days. Everything was so easy.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what they're trying to do right now, is trying to provide you a toolkit so you can just pick it up.
VR and AR, right?
VR,
both.
Yes,
XR.
Yes. VR and AR, yes. And so you can have different object or prefab in Unity and just add these scripts to make them interactable, and then you have your hand being the interactor. and it can interact together. You can pick it up and throw it and whatnot. And
you so have you made anything cool yet?
Not yet. I've been able to make things pick-up-able, so like I can use my hands and, and pick it up and throw things, and the physics is built in because it's Unity. So I've been able to do that. So I'm going through the tutorial, and it's very interesting because it's utilizing the XR interaction toolkit that Unity is building, and which brings me to the next topic of trying to what I'm trying to discuss is that on top of I didn't realize this until I start, you know, thinking about, because I've seen Microsoft has their own toolkit that they've been trying to,
the mixed reality toolkit.
Yeah, the MRTK. Mm-hmm. But the thing with them is they're mostly more geared towards the HoloLens and their headsets, and they support open VR headsets. So what that means is that I don't think this MRTK is going to support like hand gesture stuff Oculus has.
I see.
It's going to support things that open VR for.
The XR interaction toolkit does, right?
The XR, I don't know. I haven't gone there yet. Okay. So maybe stay tuned.
Okay.
When we get there, we're going to figure it out, and I'll report back for sure. But right now is the XR IT from Unity is they provide all the basic stuff. But I have a feeling that the Oculus Hand stuff is going to be provided by Facebook, by the Oculus team. I think they have a toolkit themselves too.
Okay.
That maybe this one wraps. But I'll have to report back on that as I delve into this. And then if you are listening and if you're into if you're also developing on VR, there is another toolkit. There's a VRTK.
The VRTK.
Yeah, there's all these toolkit. I didn't realize until I started looking into it. And I was like, maybe I should talk about
this
it more.
This is also for Unity?
This is, yes, they're all Unity.
Okay, so they're all for Unity.
Yes, they're all Unity.
Does Unreal have?
That's a very good question.
Because we've been Unity developers this whole time, so we haven't really looked into Unreal that much.
Yeah.
Although it is something that we want to play with a bit too.
Yes. Yes.
But so you haven't really looked into,
to be honest,
all this development stuff for Unity yet. Unreal.
I feel like software developers, we all run into this procrastination problem where we instead of actually doing the real thing, the real work, the hard work, we sit around and we compare framework.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Should I use React or should I use Vue.js? You know So that's what I did this week. Before I start, you know, kind of getting my hands in
between
there.
These toolkits or between Unity and Unreal?
Between Unity and Unreal. Awesome. You got to work into it. You got to work. And once I get past that, then I can compare toolkits, okay? And when we get past toolkit, then I'll compare something else, okay? Maya versus Blender.
Right.
But I'll, right. I'm not there yet. Please.
So did you get past the Unity versus Unreal
yet? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was just looking into the Unreal thingy because I feel like every game developers right now is with the Unreal Engine 5 demo that they released maybe a month ago.
Everyone's like, hard eyes.
Yeah. Every game developers I know right now is like, you know.
Maybe. Unreal's looking pretty good all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, you know? I don't have
so
to pay.
So many triangles.
I don't have to, it's so many triangles, and I don't have to pay up to, you know, past a million. That's just, I'm going to have to give the Unreal a second.
What if I going to make a million?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good problem to have, right? So, yeah, so I did take a look into Unreal, and because Unreal, from my experience, Or from my research this week, it does not seem like Unreal has a lot of things built around it to support VR as much as Unity.
Okay.
That's the...
If you're an Unreal developer...
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes.
Because we haven't really been able to find anything, or not much.
Yes.
But if you do any sort of XR development in Unreal, let us know how it is, let us know what you're using,
because
we'd love to hear about it.
And I think, you know, that brings up another thing that I want to say too is that Unreal is full-fledged, but then there's no solution built around it. And so when I went to look up to see how to start doing VR and Unreal, I got this very long, convoluted, very difficult. Like, you gotta go, you gotta download this, you gotta download that, and you gotta go to the command prompt, you gotta you run this command, you download the Android toolkit, and you do all this blah 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 blah. And this is by Oculus. This is not even by Unreal.
I see.
This is by Oculus.
So it's kind of Oculus trying to hack Unreal to make things Unreal being like, hey, we've got a solution for you. Here's how you do it super easy.
And my experience with Unity is unbelievable. Like, I went in, they have a tutorial.
Unity's like, we got you.
Everything is click and play. Mm-hmm. And it's so smooth. It's so smooth to the point that I feel like this is too magical for me.
It's too easy. I can't handle it.
Yeah, it's too easy and too magical that something's gonna break. Because, you know, as a software developer,
like,
engineer,
I don't trust it. If it's
I don't
too
trust
easy.
Magic, you know, I don't trust things that are done for you automatically.
We've been burned too many times.
Yeah, and then you get burnt, and you know, it's just like, now I don't know how to fix this problem. Is there a bug? But yeah, it works so beautifully together, so smooth that you just plug in your headset, you do your stuff in Unity, and you click on the play button, you put on your headset, kabam kabam, and then you're just there. You're there mm-hmm. in the world that you build, or the room you build, and whatnot. It's just so smooth. And
so what you're saying is, just you wait, something's gonna break.
Yeah, something gonna break.
Or report back.
Or what I'm saying is if you're doing VR right now, I think Unity, to me, has a leg up on the competition if you want to do VR.
So it looks like Unity is the way to go if you're doing VR.
Yeah, right now. Because Unreal, it just seems very convoluted right now. To me, at least. Maybe, I don't know. And I'm not seeing any toolkit available for it. Maybe Microsoft has it for a version for Unreal 2. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it that much, but I was just trying to get it up and running. Yeah. And it was just like,
it was not happening.
You know what? I'm just going to do Unity, and then maybe one day we'll circle back to Unreal. But yeah, so that's my experience with it. But I'm having a lot of fun with it.
I haven't had time yet.
It's very interesting. But yeah. Yes.
All right. So, More development
coming up
and we
soon.
May have some more videos about actual development tutorials, tips, stuff like that, devlogs.
I do want to do some video. You know, speaking of Unreal, you know, would be a good, I've seen it out there, but you know, it's never, you know, the world always need another tutorial, okay?
Especially when it comes to beginner tutorials.
Yeah, beginner's tutorial.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we could, I'm sure if I search hard enough, somebody has done it on Unreal, and I've seen it.
Everything's been done.
Yeah, everything is done, but it's just so hard to get up and running for developer. And speaking of that,
wait, finish that idea. You're saying a tutorial on what?
Oh, a tutorial on doing Unreal, setting up Unreal VR for Unreal.
Unreal VR.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. All right. Like, it would be a good thing. But speaking of this whole Unity and building tools for developers and stuff like that, they have been working on it, but they are more front and more information about their Mars is I forgot what it was, like mix. Augmented reality, something, but it's pretty much it's a tool for building augmented reality experiences in Unity, but it's paid though. It's like it costs it's extra on top of your membership.
I see.
So if you pay like a pro, you have to pay like $50 or something more on top of it. But it's an easy way to build AR experiences. So, for example, they have it set up in Unity where they have a table. This is what happened. This is what have you with your experience in when you're in a room with the table, or when you're in a room with a couch, or when you're in the room with. It's a way to test and figure out how your experiences work in different settings.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
is it like a testing framework?
I'm sure it's a testing and building. So it's you're based on the setup, you build your experience based on the setup. That's
it's a way of mimicking environments in AR.
Yes.
That so you don't have to like be in the specific place.
Exactly.
And you can kind of just be at your computer developing there.
So you can build experiences that will fit for all sort of different situations. That's cool. I have not played with it myself
because it's paid.
Yes, because it's paid. And your boy's frugal. I mean, not so much frugal. It's just we haven't had the need to to mess with it yet. So we haven't had a chance to play with it.
We've been focusing more on VR AR quite yet.
Yeah. So far it looks really cool, and I'm sure it's worth it. But if you're a studio that does focus on AR, I'm sure it's worth it.
It seems nifty. Yeah. It seems like something that would be really handy to have.
Yeah. And I like Unity direction and with that, where they're trying to build all these tools and making the experience better. The only thing I don't like is their whole, you know, scriptable render pipeline. And I'm sure a lot, if you are a game developer and you've been on Twitter, there's been a lot of controversial conversations and stuff about it, and everything's so disjointed. But besides that, their VR and AR stuff is they're being they've been doing a good job with it. It's just making it very smooth so far.
Good to know. Okay, so that's our development report for the week.
Yes, yes, yes.
And let's move on to some experiences.
Yes.
So what have you played?
What have I played? I've not played that much. I've gotten a chance to
he was yelling at tigers this morning.
So this morning when I think I saw this on a newsletter, right? About this, they release the whole Tiger King.
Tiger King show or something?
I still don't know what the heck.
Neither of us have watched the show.
I don't know.
I think it's on Netflix. We don't have Netflix.
We don't have Netflix.
And we haven't watched the show.
Yeah.
So
I have no idea what the heck we don't know the backstory talking about.
But
yeah, so I guess the people in the show or something, it's releasing this to teach people about tigers and how to rescue them, how people rescue, how they survive in the wild, something like that.
All I know is he was yelling at Jamie.
Yeah. So Jamie is my new friend in the game.
Is Jamie a cat or a person?
Jamie is a tour guy, I think. He doesn't even exist. Okay. He narrates it. He talks to me. And he tells me to do things in this game.
Big cat rescue tracker named Jamie.
Yes. And he
guided for
big cat rescue tracker named Jamie. Yes, so Jamie, your boy Jamie over here has been telling me to do stuff in the game, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Jamie. He gave me a knife, he gave me a binocular, he gives me a stick
Jamie,
that
prompt,
and I'm like, Jamie, come back here! I have a knife, I'm gonna chase you down. No, but it was just...
He was very angry with Jamie.
Because he tells me to do things and I do them and it doesn't work. The experience is a little junky. Not junky. Janky. Like things would... some things will work correctly and some things will work kind of
He was
of
battling with
weird.
Binoculars
I'm battling with... I couldn't get out of the binocular experience. I'm just stuck in there. And I'm just... my It's like, imagine... This is how it is in real life. You have a binocular just stuck to your eyes. And you're just walking around like everything just so I can see everything so clearly a mile away, but I can't see anything next to me. A tiger could attack me right now, and I still don't even know. But yeah, I was yelling at Jamie because I couldn't take a binocular off for some reason. But it was the experience was a little janky. I actually want to do this on for like record this for YouTube or something, so where I can chase
this
down.
One of the ones that he was like, do this on YouTube.
Yeah, but it was free, so you know, your boy downloaded immediately. Free button? Where's a free button?
It's free.
I to He's download got it. Right now. try all the
all
free
about
stuff.
That free.
Yes, like Oliver. Commented on free stuff.
Like,
next
yes,
done
yes,
done
yes.
Download it right now.
instant
download. But no, but it was it's cool though, because I only got to experience for maybe 15 minutes, and even though the experience is a little janky and it's not very it's realistic, but it's on the Quest, so the graphic is not that great, but I can see that VR has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
Once the technology gets better, it has a lot of potential to teach, to make people experience.
He was going on and on about how educational
it's just
experiential
because
VR
Jamie
is.
Was telling me about how tigers, you know, like, you know, how they poop and how they, how they track tigers.
Everybody needs to know how tigers poop.
Yeah, yeah. Like that's
the first thing he latches onto.
The texture of the poop of the tigers are all different based on species. I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
Okay.
Learn from the VR,
not from sun.
It's really cool because it's like, imagine you're transported to, it's like a museum. It's like a real life museum you're transported
to. It's like you get to experience things without actually experiencing.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
And it's so, most VR stuff is so immersive that it gets, you know how when you're traveling, right? So when you're somewhere versus seeing a picture of it.
Yes.
That memories are the memories of being there is so kind of engraved into your brain. You're experiencing so much more.
I just love the idea, and it would be really cool if they could do it well enough to feel really realistic.
Yeah.
The idea of being able to go in like Google Earth.
Yes.
In VR.
Yes.
And just be able to walk the streets of Tokyo.
Yes.
Or go to somewhere where you would never go in person.
Yeah.
And just be able to just experience it, the town, the city.
Yeah.
See the Eiffel Tower. I don't know. Without actually having to get on a flight and go there, especially now with COVID when we can't really travel.
Maybe with this, resurgent going on, we'll be locked down much further, much longer, unfortunately. And these things might be pushed forward into the future even more.
But yeah, I do just really love the idea of being able to feel like you're traveling.
Yes.
Without actually leaving the house.
Yes, that would be
You know the game GeoGuessr?
Yeah.
Just playing that game has made me feel like I've traveled to some places.
That's true.
Even though I was just like, why would I ever go to this middle of nowhere town in like Ireland or something?
Yes.
But now it's an experience that I've had because it feels like I was actually there.
Yes.
Because you've been in the surroundings.
It imprints you into your mind much different, right? As
versus just looking at a picture.
Yeah, if I experience this on my screen right now, even if I have a big screen, it's totally
it's
different.
It's not the same.
It's totally different.
Yeah,
I think that's what's
So like being able to do that in VR
inspire or drive me to be to do some VR stuff, because it makes me feel like I can make a difference. I can make somebody experience something they never experienced before.
Yeah.
And I can give them an experience. Yeah. I can give them a magical experience that they will forever remember, because it feels like they're there. And that's what happened with that game. That game we talked last week, or not last week, last episode, with the magical game. You're in the
elixir.
Yeah, yeah. It's always in my mind now.
Yeah,
it feels like I was there.
It feels like you experienced it.
I was there.
Or like fishing.
Fishing is like you always remember.
Bait,
it's like,
I think it was called.
Yeah, bait. Yeah, yep. And it's just amazing. And I can't, you know, I have a good idea. Speaking of being immersive, in the future, imagine this, Allison.
I'm scared.
maybe not Google Earth, but imagine if there's a service where they build a town in, for like Harajuku, I don't know, what some nice town in one of the prefecture or something. One of the little, what's it in Tokyo? There's different neighborhood.
Yeah.
They built like a neighborhood in Tokyo where you get to go in and you get to walk around. And
no, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, but hold on.
Yes.
Next level. Okay. This is where the genius idea comes from. You have a food delivering service where they deliver you ramen, and then you can make your ramen at home, and then you can put on the thing, and it's like a quick make. You don't have to spend like hours, but you know, like a fast food.
Five days later.
No, not 5 days. I'm talking about things that are pre-made. You just have to put
it in. We've got pork bones for you.
Yeah. No. Like pre-made stuff, ramen stuff. Mm-hmm. Where you can just kind of, you know, the broth is there. You just have to heat it up, put the noodles and whatnot. And then you have your bowl there and you can experience in VR, but then you can eat the food too. And it's like, kabam, 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 kabam. It's like you're there. You're there, experience Tokyo, and you get to eat the food.
How many of us are going to spill ramen all over ourselves?
Yeah, you spill the hot bowl into your lap.
Or just like noodles into your headset.
Yeah, it's like, can you poke? It's like, wait, where's my mouth?
A thing right here.
Where's my mouth? Do you think that's a good idea, Allison? I think it's a great idea. We need to have a very good lawyer because we're going to get sued.
All right, cool.
But I think it's a good idea, though. Maybe sushi. Sushi, okay? You won't burn yourself. You won't just pour down hot soup into your crotch or something.
Don't do that. It's not a good idea, I promise.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's my idea of the week. You're willing to take it. Just let me know.
Food delivery with travel VR.
Yes. Yes, it's like you're there.
That's our idea.
Not Tokyo.
Somebody even, make it happen.
Yeah, or like somewhere in China or something, or India, and then you can just have curry deliver. Yeah.
Go to Canada, get poutine.
I mean, that's the best thing for traveling, right? You travel to eat. What else would you travel? Oh, I just to sightsee.
No.
No, but you can take care of that with VR.
Best of both worlds. You get the food, you get the sights, you get the everything.
That's all you need. You don't need to get up early to go to the airport and sit there for hours and go on an airplane and then just sit there for another.
You don't need to drag your luggage around 12
hours. Yeah. You have to yell at people in a different language.
You don't need to change currencies.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you yelling at people in different languages?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
that's what I do when I travel. I yell at people in different language. Sinemisen. Wait, is that a cuss? I don't know.
No.
That's what people do to me in Tokyo. They walk.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what people yell.
Sorry.
They always yell at me that. I was in a crowded place. They always just squeeze through me and yell at me. So I figure they're yelling at me like, get the hell out of the way. That's what I figure. So
move your butt.
That's what I think they would say, right? So that's why I'm Sumana-san.
Of course. We're not telling him otherwise.
Just angrily saying sorry as I push people out the way.
I'm sorry.
Get out of my way.
Okay, so the next thing that we were looking at, and I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Because we've looked at a bunch of different things, is this app called Quill.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a bunch of different art experiences.
Yes, it's like how would you say that? It's like Photoshop. It's like a tool where you get to draw and model in 3D space in VR.
Okay, I've only dealt with the actual results.
Yes. So you can tell,
is this also a tool where you can create those things?
Yes, it is a tool. So for the Rift and for the Oculus Rift and other VR devices too, there's something called the Quill app where you can download. I believe it's free, and or it might cost a little bit. I think it costs like $10 or something, mm-hmm. but it's an app where you get to go in and author these experiences. You can see right there on the screen.
You see that little
there's a timeline, and there's like, you can choose different brush and you can, it's like brushing. It's like arting in 3D.
So I didn't realize until now that it was actually a creation app.
Yes, it's a creation app.
Because we've only seen all of the different things that people have created and experienced their art.
Yes.
And so I kind of was thinking of it like an art gallery.
Where you're
experiencing a lot of different artists.
Yes.
And I was thinking that they like imported it from whatever Blender or Maya
or something. Yeah.
But it's actually something where they can create the art in the app.
Yes.
Which is cool.
It is really cool.
That's really cool.
I got a chance to play for about 5 minutes and I'm not very, it's like, when those art experience where you, or not art experience, but as when you're trying to draw and you're in your mind, you're thinking of this beautiful masterpiece and then you look at the blank piece of paper and that's it.
And you freeze.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. That's how it is with this, with me. I go in there, there's a blank 3D space, and I'm just, your boy's just drawing things in 3D, and it's like, oh, this is cool.
Swiggles.
I can turn my head and look at these little swiggle in 3D. Beautiful.
Cool.
Okay, that's it. Done.
All right. Cool.
No, but I can't believe the amount of talent out there in the world, and the amount of people with
talent and
dedication to creating these masterpieces of storytelling in VR is unbelievable. It's so amazing.
So
and And yes, so to what you're gonna about to click on next, the Quill Theater is something that you have experienced.
So that's what we've actually looked at, is the Quill Theater.
Yes,
which is where you're free. Looking at the stories that everybody's created.
You're experiencing it. And it's such a cool. It's one of my. I would say it's one of my favorite things to do. Especially because it's free. I mean, that's already 90%.
We know. He loves the free.
Exactly. That's 90% of my rating. You know, it's like a free experience.
Free?
Automatically four five out stars. Of five. 4 out of 5 automatic.
Easy.
The last 1 star depends on how good it is. But yes, for the theater, it's one of my favorite things to do on using the Oculus Quest is to see what others have made and try it out and look through
it's pretty awesome
and it's really cool and I think it's such a there's so many these people with that are so creative and it's like my go-to if I want to feel inspired to do something in VR to create something and I think is there's such a what do you call it, like a wealth of ideas and inspiration.
So many people have created
so many different things.
And they're all so different.
And they all look really cool. And they just feel, and most of them are so immersive.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got an idea out of making a game, a spaceship game, a trading spaceship games like Animal Crossing or something where you have a spaceship. And
Animal Crossing in space.
And yeah, pretty much. And you have your own spaceship and you travel from planet to planet to trade and buy stuff and buy a robot for your spaceship.
You may or may not actually eventually make this game.
I do want to do that. And
we have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas. And every time I use this app on the Oculus Quest, I have a new idea. Let's build this. But yeah, maybe one day after we do the claw machine, then we can think about the future and many things.
And
yes.
We got to get flower defense done.
Yes.
We've got some other ideas.
So many things to do. So many things. So little time.
So much to do. So little time.
So many YouTube channels.
We've got YouTube videos to make.
So many YouTube channels. We need another.
We're not doing too much, are we?
We really need a third channel. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something.
Sushi dances.
Sushi dance. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
It'll be great. And another podcast.
Oh, and a workout channel. Tushy Day.
Tushy Day.
Yeah. Tushy Day. Like Sushi Day. Tushy Day. Yeah.
Son might get that six pack eventually.
I will get that nice asset for sure.
But this was one of the ones created in Quill that we were looking at.
Yes. Yes.
This remedy.
It's called the remedy. So if you have the Quest or you have any, if you have a VR device and you have access to the Quill Theater app, check out the remedy because it's such a beautiful storytelling work of art.
It was pretty cool.
And I can see, like, when I was going through this experience, I was thinking that comics of the future should always be in this. Like, the way that they did the thought bubble, talking. It's, you know, it has that comic style, but it's like you're there in 3D and it's just so, it was just like, wow, I did not know you could do this in VR. And it's just so cool. If you're watching on YouTube right now, you can see.
Yeah, we're playing the trailer.
But do check it out.
The remedy
is so cool. Except for the last part. The last part where the experience kind of moves you. When you're fighting the boss and the characters fighting the boss, you don't actually, you just watch the story unfold. But when the character, the main story, the character was, the hero was fighting the boss and the quest is moving me a little bit. And I was like, no, I don't know if
can't
I can
do
this.
Can't do the moving.
I wish they didn't
still
do that.
Still not here for the moving.
I wish they didn't do that or have another way to present that without moving you. But overall it was really cool. It's like what do you call those things where it's like a 3D set that you kind of put that you put on the table. It's like a
diorama.
Yes, that's what it is. For the most part it felt like you're in this living diorama. And it's so atmospheric. It has this moody tone to it. It's just so well done. So yeah, check
and
it out if you do
I
have it.
I never realized that Quill creations could be that complex because
me
most
neither.
Of them most of them are just kind of like you're looking at a slightly animated 3D model from different angles.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
Like, it's cool as it is, but you don't really see extensive stories like this often in Quill.
Yeah.
And it's freaking cool.
It's really cool of how they, you just have to experience, like, trust me on this, because it's just, it's just so cool. The way that they set up each scene and the way that the stories, how they did it, it's just so cool. And if we ever get to the point where we can do some more full-fledged experience, I'm definitely going to go in and steal some of these elements of how they present different scenes.
Inspired by how they're doing it.
Yeah. Yes. It's, got to try it. It's so cool.
All right. So the last thing we wanted to talk about today is Sun's new favorite app.
Yes. Have you ever had a problem, Allison, where you are brushing your teeth and you're distracted by Twitter or your book on Kindle, and you end up brushing your teeth on the same sets of teeth on the same side for 5 minutes because you are so entrenched in what you're reading and you forgot that you're supposed to read on the other side of your mouth? I mean, breathe,
maybe when
brush,
I was like five.
Brush, I mean, brush. Five. Okay. So nobody has that problem. Okay, I have that problem.
I don't have that problem, but I also have much better teeth brushing habits.
I know. I'm it's like I get sucked into some, like, conversation on Twitter, people yelling at each other.
That's why I tell you not to read Twitter on your phone while you're brushing your teeth.
At Unity and their, you know, scriptical render pipeline and I'm just, and 2 minutes, because we have a electric, you know, toothbrush, and anyone who has that,
and it turns off, and it turns off the first place
exactly
that you were brushing.
It turns off, and I'm just,
you know,
thinking,
it beeps at you to tell you to change.
It doesn't beep at me, or at least I don't.
It does.
I don't hear anything else, and I am into the Twitter.
It vibrates
okay?
at you.
I'm
like
in
it
the
pauses.
Twitter. I'm so into the conversation. Okay.
Okay. So, anyways. You need to download this app.
Yes, I did download it.
And start using it.
It's called
every
Pokemon
time.
Smile. Okay, it's for Android and iPhone. Okay,
ooh,
there's no
exciting.
Excuses for you not to have this app.
No excuses for bad toothbrushing habits anymore.
Yes, I think, but joking aside, I think it's an app for like little kids. To encourage them
totally
to brush, their teeth. So it puts you, it's an AR app where you use your camera. You're facing what do you call the camera that looks at
forward facing
mm-hmm. is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Forward facing camera to show what you look like, kind of like a mirror, and it put a little cute Pokemon,
a little Pikachu hat on you.
Hat on you. And it tells you, okay, you know, you got to brush this side, you got to brush that side. And then this is a little Pokemon kind of annihilating plaque on your teeth or something. That's what happened.
So it's a true Pokemon battle.
Yes.
Between you and the Plaquemon.
Plaquemon. Plaquemon. Plaquemon. I choose you.
You're not supposed to choose the Plaquemon.
Next time I'm going to a dentist, your boy going to pull out that line. And they're like, Plaquemon, I chose you. Fight the dentist. Fight the hygienist.
Well,
hygienist, what do you choose?
Did you use this morning when you were brushing your teeth?
I didn't. I thought about it, but I got sucked into Twitter again, Allison. I download it. I try it. I look cute. I have to say, I look adorable.
Priorities.
With the Charmander hat. That's all I gotta say.
You can choose the Pokemon?
Yes.
So it's not just Pikachu.
No.
It's whatever.
It's Charmander. You have Bulbasaur, and you have Eevee. You have everything. Okay. You can be whatever you want to be, okay? If you don't like Pikachu, you can be Charmander, your boy, okay?
He's all about that char.
Yeah. And she brushed away all the bacteria, Allison, and you get rewarded at the end, too. Man, I can't wait. I need to actually try it to see
if it works.
He's
going to be doing it tonight.
I don't
know
if it's going to work with electronic toothbrush, though.
Hey?
But I got to try it. I'll record that next week. I'm going to give it a try a few days, and
we'll
let you
know.
Next episode,
if his toothbrushing habits have gotten better.
It's adorable, though. It's really smart. And I thought about this too, right? Because I brought up this problem with you where I every time we go to see a dentist, we come home and the dentist is like, son, you need to brush more on your left side. Okay. There's a lot of problem on the left side, but the right side is good. What is going on here? Granted, I also chew more on the right side, but still.
So you're just all sorts of uneven.
I'm just an uneven human, Allison. But you know what? Uneven is organic that way. It's part of being human. You know, you always have one side bigger than the other. You know, that's just how.
Yes,
it is.
But you shouldn't have one side with teeth and the other side without. It's not how this should
work.
Well,
I mean, my gum on one side is bigger than the other. Okay,
that's just inflamed. That's not a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's why the dentist is mad at you.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I thought about like maybe I should build an app to do this and
to teach you to brush right.
Ta-da! Yeah, ta-da! There's an app.
Pokemon
statue.
There's
always an app. Yeah. There's an app for everything.
For that.
Yeah. But I'm going to try and let you know for sure.
Right,
for
so,
sure. Yep.
Important news. Here on Access Reality.
Yeah. For sure. You can count on it every week. Unless we got carried away
sure
with Dune Sushi Day TV. Like, yeah. To sub to this the channel.
Sub on YouTube.
Yes.
At youtube.com/sushicodes.
Yes.
Or go subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify.
Yes.
Or we're on SoundCloud.
Yes.
So.
Or Breaker.audio.
Or Breaker.
Like all the hipster. That's what they use.
There's probably others that I've forgotten about.
Yeah. Yeah. And SoundCloud. That's also kind of hipstery, maybe. Yeah, everyone has SoundCloud.
So,
do you have a SoundCloud?
Well, I do.
Yeah, I do.
The
have
podcast is on it.
My rap single is going to drop on the SoundCloud too, but
yo,
that's,
yo,
a
yo,
yeah, that's a different podcast. Rapping podcast adventure.
Spring rolls.
Yeah, spring rolls.
Egg rolls.
Rap all the thing. But yeah, thanks for listening to us. I think that's it for this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Subscribe to all the channel, all of our channel. And,
show notes are on sushicodes.com.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
that's right.
If you're listening and you want to see the links that we were talking about, you can go check it out on sushicodes.com. We will have all of the links that we discussed today.
Yes.
In our show notes.
Yes. And
we'll
remember, you
week.
Can watch the visual version of this too on YouTube.
Yep.
Oh, YouTube.com/sushicodes. Oh yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.